The Simcoe Muskoka District Health Unit notes the overall community risk level is moderate, based on a week-over-week decrease of indicators like case counts, hospitalizations and capacity of local hospitals. During the week of December 4, there were 203 COVID cases confirmed in the region, which is a 3% decrease in cases from the week of November 27. There have been 120 cases confirmed this week so far, but reporting is delayed. The latest update, which includes information collected by the health unit since December 8, shows 237 more cases confirmed, 34 people in the hospital with COVID-19 and 11 more deaths. Those 11 deaths are spread out over a few weeks. There were 7 deaths during the week of November 27 and 3 during the week of December 4. Of the last 20 deaths reported, 16 were seniors at least 70 years old. The Simcoe Muskoka District Health Unit notes the rate of death is 6 times higher among unvaccinated or partially vaccinated adults aged 60 years or older than it is for those with at least one booster dose. By hospitalization date, there were 19 COVID patients admitted during the week beginning December 4 and 17 admitted during the week beginning November 27. There are 13 active outbreaks in the region, including 10 at institutional settings like hospitals or long-term care homes, and 3 at congregate settings like group homes and shelters. Since the start of the pandemic, the local health unit has confirmed 54,524 cases of COVID-19, with 53,513 of those cases recovered and 663 cases ending in death. About 25% of Simcoe Muskoka residents aged 12 or older are fully vaccinated and have had a booster dose within the last 6 months. Another 31% is fully vaccinated and has had a booster dose more than 6 months ago, and more than 31% of the population has had the primary series without booster doses. 11% of the population aged 12 and above is unvaccinated. Wastewater monitoring in Midland, Bracebridge and Collingwood show COVID-19 virus DNA is present in each of the communities, but there's been no increase or decrease noted in the last week. Monitoring in Orillia and Penetanguishene shows an increase in SARS-CoV-2 signals. Anyone who has not yet received their COVID-19 vaccination or booster doses is encouraged to do so as soon as they are eligible. Information about eligibility and clinic locations is available at smdhu.org/getvaccinated. The health unit is advising people use layers of protection for themselves and those around them. This can include wearing a mask and not visiting crowded spaces. But those measures are voluntary. As always, the health unit strongly urges people not to leave home if they are sick and experiencing symptoms of illness.